Hi, this is Shin. You're listening to This Paraguayan Life. Every show is based on a theme with stories and images that accompany it. The theme of today's show is Welcome to Paraguay. Act 1, Plain Food, How Food Changes Across Borders. Act 2, Plain Taboos, Why Do People Break the Rules? Act 3, The Stranger with the Message, When Someone Appears to Know You in a Foreign Country. How do you think airlines determine what they serve on their planes?
I don't know. Isn't it based on like what's preserved better up in the air, or maybe they're endorsed by certain companies? I really don't know.
So have you been on many airlines?
I've been on Korean Air. I don't remember what food they serve, but I remember they had little gochujang, little tubes of gochujang.
Oh, that's interesting. What other airlines have you been on?
Well, for the trip to Paraguay, we rode American Airlines twice, and then TAM Airlines, which is like South American, I'm not sure.
What did they serve once you crossed over into the South America?
Everything was cheese. We had crackers with cream cheese, we had salad topped with turkey and cheese, and the main dish was something cheese with a yogurt on the side, and then for dessert, it was like cheese with marmalade, like jam.
That's a lot of cheese for one meal.
Yeah.
So, did you eat it all?
I was a little wary, but I think I took a bite out of everything.
Do they pasteurize the cheese in that country?
I have no idea. And I don't know if it would be a good idea to serve cheese up in high altitudes like that.
Yeah.
But I guess they have air conditioning for that. Act 2. Airlines have many rules, including when you eat, watch a movie, or use the lavatory. In addition, you're physically confined to a small space for as much as 30 hours at a time. One can imagine the need to rebel. So, what common rules do you see people breaking on airplanes?
They always break the seatbelt rule. They always break the no walking rule, and they also break the no bathroom rule too.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because people just have this need to break rules. And also it's because a lot of the rules that they talk about are broken by either the stewards themselves or by the captain. For example, walking around in the plane. When the light goes on, the stewards are always walking around taking care of business. And also, there's always that one person that just has to go. So, there we go, and everybody else starts doing it.
So what rule did you break recently on your trip?
Well, there's a rule saying that I can't use electrical equipment on landing and taking off. So, since I had a digital camera in my pocket, and it takes a movie, I decided I would just sneak a little video of the landing.
Are you glad you did it?
It depends. The result of it wasn't all that interesting. It might be interesting to some people, but it was all about the sheer thrill of it. Act 3, The Stranger with the Message.
So Shin, what do you remember about that day?
I remember that I was getting my papers checked, and you already had your papers checked. And when I looked for you, you disappeared. And later on, after I got out, I find that you were standing there with a strange man who was carrying our bags. And you hand me this note telling me, it's okay. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, when we got off the plane, we realized we didn't have the missionary's contact info, so we wondered if anyone would be waiting for us.
Yeah, so it dawned on me when you disappeared, like, oh shoot, we could actually be in for some trouble. So what really did happen?
Well, I finished checking in first, so I was looking around, and this man just handed me a note, and it said on one side, Welcome to Paraguay, I'm waiting for you, Pedro Cho, on the other side, to Annie and Shin. And I didn't know who the man was, but I assumed he was sent from the mission center to pick us up.
It's not enough evidence.
I know, it was a little risky, and I was bewildered because the man was, like, saying, let's go over here. So I just waited for you, and then I remember saying to you, oh, look, you know, he came for us.
As soon as we walked out the door, we met Missionary Cho and his daughter, and I was relieved. But I still wondered who these guys were. It turned out they were just people hanging around the airport looking for a job.